I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yeah, it's Donkey of the Day for Monday, October the 10th, World Mental Health Day. I hate to start the week off with something so dark, you know, but it's a teachable moment. It's going to 31-year-old Cameron Hogg. My people, this Donkey of the Day I'm doing today is exactly why I have the conversations I do around mental health. It's exactly why I started my foundation, the Mental Wealth Alliance. It's exactly why I do things like the Mental Wealth Expo, because family, we have to heal. All right, people are walking around hurt, dealing with all kinds of unprocessed trauma, and all those people do is end up hurting other individuals. And by the time those individuals do get help, it's usually too late, and it's because of some circumstance that caused them to go to prison for the rest of their life. And then they get some type of assistance in prison, but the damage has already been done. Lives have already probably been lost, and that's exactly what happened in the case of Cameron Hogg. See, there's a 21-year-old young lady named Asia Womack who is no longer with us physically, because clearly Cameron Hogg does not know how to deal with his emotions. Let's go to CBS News, Dallas-Fort Worth for the report, please.
Asia loved basketball.
Yes, she did.
She loved basketball to the point to where she died doing what she loved.
Monday, 21-year-old Asia Womack. She died after being shot multiple times. On the basketball court of Terry Park, Asia Womack played a game against a friend. Police identify that friend as 31-year-old Cameron Hogg. There's an arrest warrant for him now.
She's eaten with this man. She's fed him. And he turned on her and killed her in a vicious way.
The motive for shooting and killing Asia Womack? As illogical as it may sound, the family believes the suspect didn't like losing a basketball game to Asia didn't like hearing about it. Police were told Hogg became angry after being teased by Womack after losing the game.
You become embarrassed because a female beat you in basketball.
Come on, man. You killed someone because you lost a basketball game. You killed your friend because she beat you in basketball. This is what Birdie wanted Mortar to do to Kyle in Above the Rim after they lost. Okay, let me explain something to y'all. And it's strange that I even have to explain this. The fact that I'm saying this is wild to me, but losing a basketball game is never a reason to murder someone. I don't care how bad you get your ass busted. I don't care how much trash the person was talking. I don't care that it was a woman that beat you. There's absolutely zero reason to pull out a gun and murder someone because you lost a basketball game. Mm-mm-mm. And this is why, once again, I'd be encouraging people to go to therapy, because this dude didn't do this because of a basketball game. Losing the game triggered something else inside of Cameron. And whatever was triggered was clearly something that he never dealt with before. And poor Asia got hurt because that man, Cameron, never dealt with his hurt. All right, we talking about how Draymond Green handled Jordan Poole and saying Draymond shouldn't treat his teammate that way. Friends don't shoot and kill friends over losing a basketball game, people. And if you're chalking this up to him just being evil, it could be that, you know, but I doubt it. It's always something deeper. It's always something going on with someone internally that they haven't dealt with that causes them to project the pain they haven't dealt with on the others. Now, two lives are lost. Okay, the sister Asia Womack and this brother Cameron Hogg. Oh, they throwing him under the jail. Okay, classic example of if you never heal from what hurt you, then you'll bleed on people who didn't cut you. And in circumstances like this, you will make people bleed who really did nothing to you. Please give Cameron Hogg the biggest hee-haw. And you might as well turn yourself in, bro. You know, Crime Stoppers is offering up to $5,000 for information that leads to his arrest, and witnesses can call 214-373-8477 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
My goodness.
Got to get somebody like that person off the street. And like I said earlier, by the time you end up getting somebody like him help, it's too late. The damage has already been done.
That's right.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.